KTAR News 92.3 FM. Streaming live and on demand on the KTAR News app. Mac and Gatos. Looking back on the life and service of John McCain.
We're celebrating the life of Senator John McCain, who passed away Saturday afternoon. And all day it's been memories of just what a dynamic person, what a great person, what a person of character. But there was no denying that John McCain, the senator from Arizona, was a huge Arizona sports fan, and the Arizona Cardinals were one of his passions. And joining us now is the Cardinals president, Michael Bidwill. Sir, we certainly appreciate you taking the time. Can you give us your fondest memory of the senator?
Wow, there's so many great memories of Senator McCain, but he was such a huge fan. So I guess I should talk about some of the great memories where we were sitting watching football together. He'd come to a couple of games each year, and we'd get a chance to sit with him and not only talk about football, but just talk about things going on in Washington D.C. and around the world. Probably the memory I'll have the most is he invited me to go up and visit him in May at their ranch in Cornville. And I spent all afternoon with him and just talked about Arizona, talked about, the birds in the backyard that he was admiring, talked about Washington, D.C., talked about leadership. We talked about a lot of different things. And that was a really special afternoon and special series of conversations we had that afternoon.
So you talked to him 4 months ago, huh?
I did.
What was the conversation like? Did you like to spend the whole day just you're chilling out, you're talking to Senator John McCain? Is that how kind of it went?
Well, he had been up at their place in Cornville for a long time, getting treatment and battling cancer. And so, I know that he had invited a number of different people up to come visit and just to see people. And so I was honored to get the call and go up and spend the afternoon and just talk about a lot of different things. So it was a great day. But there were other great memories, he sent us off a couple of years ago to speak at a rally at Sky Harbor Airport when the team was going to play the NFC Championship game in Charlotte. He was a part of our celebration back in 2008 when we went off to play the Super Bowl in Tampa. He was around a lot. And he wasn't just a football fan, but he was a fan of the Diamondbacks, the Suns, ASU. He's huge into boxing. He led a lot of reforms in the boxing world. He was a fan of the Washington, D.C. franchises, especially the baseball team back there. I know he followed a lot of teams. And he wasn't just a casual fan. When he'd sit down, he'd be asking about our, reserve players and oftentimes asking our general manager, Steve Keim, and me, which players he should keep an eye on throughout the rest of the season. Some of the guys that we expected to excel that may not be big names yet.
Michael Bidwill is joining us, Cardinals president. Will you guys do anything for John McCain on the opener against the Redskins coming up, I think, on the 9th of September?
Well, we're planning some things Thursday night when we play Thursday night, and okay. We've been doing things on social media since we learned of his passing. I know that Larry Fitzgerald has been asked to speak at his funeral, and Larry is honored to do that, and we'll be speaking at the funeral Thursday. So they had a very special relationship, Larry and Senator McCain, and I know Larry was honored to be asked to speak at Senator McCain's funeral.
Michael Bidwill, the Cardinals president, joins us as we remember the life of John McCain. And we asked Jerry Colangelo the same question we'll ask you. As a person who owns a major sports franchise like the Cardinals, a successful sports franchise, what does it mean to have a sitting senator so passionately in your corner? How does that benefit you, and what is that relationship like, and what does it mean to you, not only as a person, but as an organization?
Well, it was great. I mean, and he was not just in our corner, but he was a season ticket holder for 30 plus years. Yeah. I mean, he didn't, it was difficult for him to actually sit in the seats that he had for many of those years because, he was so popular, but, he was a huge fan. It was good, but if you weren't good on the field, he'd let you know.
Right.
There were plenty of times where he let me know what we should be doing or not be doing, and those were some fun conversations.
Would he actually tell you like plays, like run this play? Why aren't you playing this guy?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It was more, you know, you need a quarterback, kid.
Okay.
And obviously we do, but you know, we don't. Mm-hmm. They just don't fall off trees around here. So,
right.
But you know, it was things like that, and there were fun, and you know, if he wasn't giving you a hard time, he liked to joke around a lot, and so it was always fun to joke around with him. And I one thing that I was thinking about, guys, you know, you know that Bruce Arians was our coach for 5 years.
Oh yeah.
You think about the amount of time that John McCain spent in a prisoner of war camp in Vietnam. He was actually in that prisoner of war camp about 4 months longer than Bruce Arians was our head coach.
Yeah.
You think about the sacrifice that he made, and then he left there and continued his public service all the way up to last weekend, as our U.S. Senator, and prior to that as a congressman. And he dedicating his entire life to public service. And, you know, the example he set for us, the courage he had, the voice that he had, not just here in Arizona and the United States, but the power of his voice around the world was just amazing. And we were lucky to call him an Arizonan and have him representing us.
Michael Bidwell, the Cardinals president, you've known him a long time. Senator McCain has been an Arizona stalwart, a supporter for such a long time. You've been mentioned as someone who could possibly be appointed to his seat. What do you think about that?
I don't know where that came from. That
we don't either. We have no idea either.
Yeah.
But we saw your name.
Exactly. And now is not the time to talk about whoever's successor is. But I think it's really now is the time to talk about the great contributions that he gave, you know, our state, this country, and the world. His sacrifice, his integrity. He was a brilliant man as well. I mean, he could shift from talking about our defense to talking about national and really world security issues. As the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee,
yeah,
he was somebody that was really knowledgeable and knew about things that, you know, the news doesn't cover here in the United States, but it might be newsworthy in some other place in the world. And it was just fascinating to hear him. And the great thing about John McCain is he was always willing to stick up for the people that didn't have power, that didn't have a voice, that maybe were being victimized someplace all the way around the world. But he was willing to use his voice, his power, his position as a U.S. senator to stick up for him.
Michael Bidwell, the Cardinals president, much success to you and the Cardinals this season. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me on. I really do appreciate it. Take care.
Michael Bidwell, the Cardinals president, talking about John McCain, the senator from Arizona, who is just such a huge sports fan that he would actually talk about. Well, who's on the depth chart? Who is this person? Who do I need to look out for? That was John McCain, a real man. And again, an energetic person who loved learning, who loved this state of Arizona as well. Thanks to Michael Bidwell for coming on.